Two groups have been really standard bearers for trying to get full repeal of the so-called death tax: the American Farm Bureau, the National Cattlemen's Beef Association. That, of course, has fallen short over the years since the estate tax reform was first put in place early this last decade. But now, as we approach the end of 2010, it looks like a deal between President Barack Obama and the GOP may net a substantial exemption for farmers and ranchers and others hit by the death tax after January 1st. Mary Kay Thatcher, lobbyist for American Farm Bureaus in Missouri at the Missouri Farm Bureau annual meeting. We caught up with her early on this Tuesday, and Mary Kay Thatcher indicates to us that this is an incredible deal for the estate tax resolution.
Pretty amazing, really. I never would have bet that we could get a two-year extension, 35%, and $5 million a person. I mean, this is just great news for us. I think it's really an indication, too. Lots of folks have been saying, you know, what does the election mean? Is Obama going to come around? And this is the first real indication I've seen that indeed he's going to try to be more bipartisan than the next couple of years.
Of course, compromise is truly probably one of the first times he's done this with the GOP. And seemingly, the congressional Democrats are not totally pleased.
I think that's probably true, and I think they were hoping at least as one final hurrah that they would be able to keep things a little more in line. Certainly the liberal Democrats are not going to be happy about the fact that he's extended it for that long and at that high of a rate. But I think the tea leaves are there. We have to get an agreement on these tax deals. We have to get an agreement on the unemployment rate, and those two are going to be, or the unemployment compensation, and those two are going to be linked for sure. And that's what I suspect will happen. So I don't think the fireworks are over, but once he's announced something like this, I think we got a pretty good chance of moving forward with it.
Well, on the estate tax deal specifically, this is what almost at the top end of what most agriculture groups are talking about.
Oh, absolutely. You know, we still would have loved to had repeal, as would everybody, but it just politically hasn't been in the cards for the last couple of years. So really, $5 million, 35% is just the best thing that could have happened.
Have you had a chance to see it all? Is down in there, is there a stepped-up basis as a part of that, or do you know yet?
I haven't seen the details on it. I would strongly suspect it is, but I haven't seen the details.
Senior lobbyist for American Farm Bureau, Mary Kay Thatcher. On the Oklahoma Farm Report, I'm Ron Hayes.